I sometimes want to serve God as an advisor. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I sometimes want to serve God as an advisor. Have you ever wanted to serve God as an advisor? Well, every time you pray to God, you are treating God as though you are his advisor or its advisor. You say, oh God, please give me this. Oh God, please give me that. Oh God, please. And you see, as long as you do that, you are speaking the truth that God is not in you. Now, in you is all knowledge. In you is the allness of the universe. In you is everything that could ever be or will ever be or everything. But you don't know it. You don't know it because you say it's got to be outside of yourself. You say, my good comes from outside of me. My good comes from say it. My good comes from my job. My good comes from the winning of the lottery. My good comes, that's what I was looking for. And it didn't want to come because my good doesn't come from there. But anyhow, you say that's what you say. And so you're saying it comes from outside of yourself. Now, once we begin to recognize, without a doubt, that God created everything, and everything that God created, God is in 100%. So God is in the stone 100%, in the trees, the plants, the flowers, the birds, the bees, and man 100%. Because God is not a quantity, God is a quality. And the sooner we start recognizing God as a quality, and recognizing that that quality is 100% in us, then the sooner we will stop our foolish game of looking for things or the essence of God in the outer. So, we want to be an advisor to God because God is separate from us. And we want to advise God, now's a good time, God, for you to give me a new house or a new wife or a new husband. Or now's the time, God, for you to take care of my health problems. My health problems have been deteriorating badly with my care. It's about time that you take over, God, you know. Well, God says in us, you won't let me do it. You keep sending out for something to eat instead of eating within, you know. You don't know how good the pizzas are inside of yourself. Really, you don't. You don't know how good the food is that's served at the eternal table in your own heart. Food in my own heart? That's right. Every atom of your body, I just said what I was going to say, every cell of your body is made up of atoms. And every atom of your body is filled with energy. It's filled with power, like the atomic bomb. It's filled with power, 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 and it does not need anything. But over the time of your life, over the time of existence of mankind as a thought in our mind as God, we have said, well, man needs to have food to maintain his body. But he doesn't. The body has enough energy, has enough essence within it that it could go on forever without needing a thing. Well, you got to have water. No. The body is made up of atoms. Atoms don't use water. Did you ever hear of an atom using water? Did you ever hear of an atom using a hamburger, you know? Did you ever hear of an atom needing anything? In itself, it's very self-sufficient. So, we forget that we are the manager, if you might say that, or we are the director, or we are the creator, and we're all those things, of our body, of our life, of our affairs. And every single thing we experience is what we experience because of how we have been advising God, how we have been advising God within ourselves. Now, I think it's about time, for me at least, to get in there and take over and kick out that middleman between me and God, so to speak, and kick him out and go in there and take over myself. and say, okay, God, I'm ready for the full blast. So let's open up. You and I are one. Now, let's not just, pussyfoot around. Let's open up full blast. And the divine says, well, that's a new direction. You realize what's going to happen when you open up full blast, don't you? You realize what's going to happen when you open up full blast, don't you? You're going to have perfect health. You're going to have a perfect thought going through your mind every single moment. The light won't be so bright that it'll blind you. The light will be so bright that you will know that you are that light. And that every single desire of your heart is already manifest. It was just that you didn't look into the light to see it. You didn't look to see that every desire of your heart was already done. And that's why you had the desire in the first place, because it was already there waiting for you within yourself. Just waiting for you to reveal it and unfold it. Now you see, you've been a very poor advisor to God. We all have. Because we feel that it's got to go through a middleman. Now, Costco is trying to show us that we don't have to go through the middleman, but of course they go through hundreds of middlemen. It's just that they buy in such volume that they can sell it a little less. And even then, it's not a heck of a lot less. If you compare the prices of Costco in buying something to some other company, and it's pretty close to the same. It has to be, because there's profit margins and other things and whatever. But again, that's another story. So we want to get rid of that middleman. We want to be in direct connection with our divine self. So we start saying all is in divine order. And when we start saying all is in divine order, then we are in direct connection with our divine self. We are then indeed in, we are our divine self. Now, what do we want from our divine self? Well, do you want a perfect body? The body is a temporary thing. You want a perfect mind? Well, if you're talking about brain, that's a temporary thing too. Now, do you want a permanent connection to the awareness of who you are? Permanent connection to the awareness that you are God, you are the creator of your universe, you are the creator of everything that is. My goodness, yes. That sounds like it's the right direction to go. But are you ready to take it? Are you ready to take it? Or are you going to get into taking it and have it become so humdrum, so ordinary, that you start looking for something with a little excitement to it? Now, you know that you can never be hurt. You know that you can never be killed. You know that you can never be started or stopped. No beginning, no end. But you created this physical body to allow it to be hurt. Vicariously, you experience through your physical body all of its miseries and all of its happinesses. And vicariously, you create yourself through your body doing all the things that sort of give you a little snap in life, a little excitement, And it's silly because it's not true. It's like going to a movie and saying the people in the movie film are really dead. And the people in the movie film really get married, And really, this man and this woman, each with six kids, get married. They have 12 kids. Remember the story? So, you think that's for real? Well, it may have been in some families, but I doubt that they were so sophisticated as these two families were and getting married. But it was a charming movie, And you could have foretold everything that was going to happen in it. You could have foretold the older boy was going to be the balancer, and that the girl was going to have her date problems and what have you. You could have just foretold every little thing about it, because whatever happens in a little family happens in a big family too. It's the individuals that are having these experiences. Now, would that you write a book or write a play or put on a sitcom, and in that sitcom you have everybody living in a perfect body. Everybody having a balanced mind. No cuckoos, Everybody having abundance, living in absolute abundance. It sounds nice to them. And everybody, as a family belonging to this circle and living harmoniously together, not fighting one another for whatever is there. And it's so silly. It's so silly. Like my friend Russ Lund, he was always just a little hyper, but he and his wife got divorced and they each had buku millions. They were very wealthy people, both on their own and together. And so he got another award of $30 million. You know, to him who hath is given, you know. So he got another award of $30 million from the death of an uncle or something like that. And it was supposed to be shared between he and his wife. But he and his wife were divorced. And his wife wanted her share, and he wanted his share. And so he called a meeting and said, let's talk about this. And so he shot both his wife and her boyfriend. And of course, then he had to go to the cuckoo ward. And he put a bag over his head and killed himself. And what a waste. Here they had virtually billions and billions of dollars in their many corporations. They had everything they wanted, and they argue over $30 million. I mean, for you and I, that might be quite a lovely little sum of money, you know. But for them, like it'd be like Bill Gates arguing about the tip, you know. Shall I give him a $100 tip or a $1,000 tip, you know. And for Bill Gates to argue such a thing in his consciousness is silly. Bill Gates should say, this person served me, the bill was $100, and he should get 10%. So you give him $10. Now, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. And if you liked him, maybe give him 15 or 20, but never more than 20. Because you don't go beyond the system. Because if you start going beyond the system, you mess them up for everybody else. Oh, I'm going to wait on Bill Gates every time he comes in here because he gives a big, big tip, you know. And I like the big tippers. Well, the big tippers make it very bad for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because everybody else has to pay a tip for something that the employer should be paying for, you know. But again, that's another thing. So, you see, money is of no account. Money is of no account at all. It doesn't make you rich or poor or happy or healthy or whatever. So just think about it. If you knew that you're God and you believed it, that's a big thing. We all say we know it intellectually, but we don't believe it. We still up with the two hands, oh God, you know, and we pray to an outward God. And this is added to by the churches and the religious groups, and you know, you're not holy at all. You're a very unholy being for thinking that you're God. My goodness, that's terrible. So perhaps even some of our audience will think that's terrible today, but that's okay. Just remember that I sometimes want to serve God as an advisor. Now, if you want to serve God as an advisor, God is outside of you. Now, if you listen to the divine within you, which is God, and follow what the divine says, so that you put your human body through the directions that the divine tells you to do, what a wonderful life you'll lead. What a wonderful world you'll be in. What a wonderful experience you have. You see, our physical bodies come and go, and we live on ad infinitum in many different dimensions of time and space. And so we leave this dimension and we go to another dimension. We leave this dimension because we have a perfect body. A lot of guys are running, jogging, and then while they're jogging, they just drop dead. Have a heart attack or something. That's the easy way to say it, you know. They just drop dead. Well, they didn't die because of the heart attack. They died because they were ready to go. They got the fullness out of this particular adventure, and they were ready for the next adventure. The next adventure was calling them. But they couldn't abandon their wife and their children. They couldn't abandon their parents. They couldn't abandon their job and their world because they would, hey, where'd your husband go? I don't know. He just disappeared. Is he dead? No, I don't think so. Well, if he's not dead, he should be here, you know. And so, you see, the world is always trying to rule us, manipulate us, control us, and keep us doing what it wants us to do. And we want to do what we want to do. So, don't be an advisor to God. Recognize that you are God. And the divine voice in you is your voice, the voice of God speaking, saying, have fun and enjoy yourself. That's the only reason you're here. I am not here to be worshipped. I am not here to be worshipped. The divine in you says, I am not here to be worshipped. I am here to have fun and be yourself. And you think, that's a new one, isn't it? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Would that all churches would teach that? Would we have a wonderful world? A world of happiness and harmony and peace and love and joy and cooperation. Yes. My, my, my. Well, you all just have yourself a wonderful day now, knowing that you're not an advisor to God. You're God. So, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.